This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The Point Reyes National Seashore is a protected natural environment, but that isn't enough to protect it from invasive non-native plants that can crowd out the indigenous species. Park staff work diligently to remove the invaders whenever possible, but they're badly outnumbered. So they're calling in reinforcements, explains biological science technician Natalie Howe, volunteers who are trained to become weed watchers.
We run some trainings to teach volunteers how to identify the key invasive plants we're looking for in the park. And then we have hikes where the volunteers come with us and look for those weeds, or else the volunteers can look for their weeds on their own, whichever sort of system they prefer. We have a great website from which you can print some maps. And if you have a map, you can check off where you found the weed on that map, or else you can just report it to the Weed Watchers, which is me, saying maybe I found it 1 mile up the Laguna Trail. That's what somebody told me a couple weeks ago, and I went back, I pulled out that weed, and so that was really great information to have.
The response to the sightings, Howe adds, tends to vary with the degree of threat posed by the species involved.
In that case, it was a harlequin flower, which is a bright red flower, and it looks great, but it's a weed that there isn't that much of in the park, and so there were only a couple weeds on that trail, so I pulled them. But if it were something that were more widespread, like ice plant, for example, we have beaches that are covered in ice plant. Then we have to make a longer, more complicated management plan. And so, you know, it might take a couple years to figure out what is the best approach.
The Weed Watcher volunteers are given a list with the 10 most unwanted invasive plants, plus another 4 dozen or so undesirables. Some of them are newcomers whose arrival could be fended off, or so they hope, while others have already established a beachhead and rate more intensive attention.
Do you know about yellow star thistles? Luckily for us at Point Reyes, we don't have too many of them growing, but if you find them, then we'd really like to know, because those are one of the ones that we're trying most urgently to remove. There are a lot of thistles on our list. Gorse is another one. It's a sort of spiky shrub, and so when we find those, we try and get them out.
Often, the problem plants are ornamentals that have escaped from homes or gardens in the region and then taken root in the open landscape. Even, Howe notes, some very attractive intruders.
I was just mapping some calla lilies yesterday because those are escaped ornamentals. And when I told a passerby that I was mapping them for destruction, they were sort of disappointed because they're so pretty. Foxglove is another one that escapes into the forest from people's gardens. Do you know that one? It's really nice. It's a sort of tall spike of bell-shaped purple flowers, but it's up to no good in the forest.
Altogether, some 32% of the plant species in the national parks of the San Francisco Bay Area are non-natives, which is why the Weed Watcher program is also active in Muir Woods and the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. And for those who want to do more than make marks on a map while hiking the many miles of trails in those areas, Howe says there's an opportunity for that, too.
If people want to come out and remove a vast expanse of a plant, ice plant and broom are what we work on a lot, and there's a habitat restoration team who gets together and removes those plants on Sundays.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.